Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few words about the Republican plan to reform Medicare, which is a lot like saying the tornado plan to reform trailer courts. Of course, I'm talking about Paul Ryan's budget, in which he uses a chainsaw to perform major surgery on Medicare without benefit of an anesthetic. His plan is to replace unlimited blanket care for elders with fixed value vouchers. Coupons. He's going to hand out healthcare coupons. Why? Well, because it would save lots of money that he then plans to give to rich people through increased tax cuts. And besides, old people like coupons. We might even be able to convince Groupon to move into the healthcare field. Colonoscopies, normally $5,000, today only $1,200. But we need to pre-sell $2,500 by 4 p.m. Then we could phase in early bird organ transplants and discounted cardiac defibrillators at the Everything for a Dollar store. Newt Gingrich called the plan right-wing social engineering before being taken to the woodshed, after which he recanted and said any ad that Democrats air using his quote is a lie, which is redundant because every ad using one of his quotes is a lie. Donald Trump called it the Republican death wish, and when Trump is the guy in your party willing to speak truth to power, baby, you get problems. What has the GOP running scared is a recent special election, where the Democrats used the Medicare issue to win a New York congressional seat that had been in Republican hands since Ichabod Crane ran on the Whig ticket. Admittedly, it's a long way to the 2012 elections, especially when you consider American voters have the attention span of high-speed lint, but you might want to get used to seeing ads with old people being attacked by tax-cut zombies. That's the bad news. The good news is only 17 months until the election. Forgive me while I slip into the fetal position to wait it out. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.